Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Pass the aux cord and crank up the volume. Figgy Figs in the driver's seat. Sit back, relax, and enjoy the ride. It's time for Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610.
Yes, it is Figgy's Mixtape on Sports Radio 610. I'm Figgy Lopez today. Look, I had a lot of fun doing this, and I went with a theme, as I am prone to do. Happy Juneteenth, everybody. Everybody having a good time out there at the cookouts, whatever your party might be. But here's the thing about that got me thinking. We're going to get into some different things regarding Juneteenth here in a minute. But you know, I know you do, but do you know what Juneteenth, how it came about, right? In Galveston, June 19th was when word finally got to Texas that there was no more slavery, the Emancipation Proclamation. It took 2 years. It took 2 years for the information to get to Galveston.
Crazy.
And I also kind of find that hard to believe. I got to believe somebody was riding a horse or something from, you know, got to Texas. Hey,
they could have just sent an email.
Yeah, it could have all been an email. This could have been an email. This could have been an email. But don't you think like somebody said, hey, did you hear the slavery's over? Slaves are free?
It was actually by chance. Like, wait a minute, you didn't get the message from our carrier pigeon 2 years ago? Never made it? Oh, man.
It took two years ago.
Like,
so it got me thinking, what if like news that, you know, affects us took 2 years to get to us.
Oh my gosh.
Like, jeez. Suppose like we had Jack Easterby, you know, he was mentioned a second ago.
Yeah.
And all this stuff was going on and you didn't really realize how bad things were because the news was just so slow where you were that it took 2 years to find out. Imagine how bad that, or just any news at all. Like if it took 2 years.
Yeah.
That'd be nuts. But that was the one thing. I also, that's part of the Juneteenth thing that I also doubt. Someone somewhere had to meander into Texas tell someone, hey, slavery's over.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
They're not believing them.
Yeah. Well, funny guy. Man. Go back to where you came from.
Sure it is. Yeah. Sure it is. All right. So here's the thing about Juneteenth. Did you know that on Spotify there is a Juneteenth playlist that has 20 million downloads?
Dang.
On Spotify. And so I was looking at the artists on the Juneteenth playlist. Who do you think are the three most abundant on this playlist artists on the Juneteenth playlist? You don't have to overthink it.
I don't have any thought.
You really don't have to overthink
it. You don't have to overthink it.
Oh boy, now you make me feel even dumber that I'm missing something obvious.
The three artists on the Juneteenth playlist, number one. Come on.
You look really stupid. I never would have guessed this one though.
The Temptations?
Yeah, I love the Temptations, but wouldn't have thought of it.
That's backyard party music right there, man.
It's true. It's true.
100%.
Especially this time of year.
The number two most downloaded on this or abundant in this playlist. Again, you probably don't have to overthink it.
All right, yeah. This one should have been pretty obvious.
Should have been pretty obvious on that as well. Now, the third one, I'm telling you, I was a huge fan. Huge, huge. Saw him in concert twice, I believe. But I was a little bit surprised that he was third on the Juneteenth playlist. You have any guesses?
I was going to say Michael Jackson, but now after that, I don't know.
That would
not
be a surprise.
Yeah, so I have no idea. I don't know. Oh. Super Freak, of course.
Rick James, man.
Can't forget my guy.
You know, it's one of these songs you grew up listening to. And you're like, oh, this rocks. And then you get older and you understand like, the
what
lyrics.
Was I thinking?
Whoa.
What was I thinking about all this? But Rick James, man, love that guy.
Yeah.
Love that guy. But okay, so here's the other part of the Juneteenth Figgy's mixtape right here on Sports Radio 610. Obviously, we talked about Juneteenth and the importance of it. Juneteenth, June 19th, is a huge day, and I don't know if that's a coincidence or not from the music we just played, but it's a huge day in music history. So here's the game. I'm going to play a song, and you both guess why Juneteenth is so significant.
Oh boy.
For this song. It's going to be a bleep show, but I want you
to say this first one, I have no freaking idea.
I want you to guess how this song is so significant on Juneteenth.
She wears short skirts, I wear t-shirts, she's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers, dreaming about the...
Let's go! Any guesses? Keep it playing. You can keep playing.
I have no...
Taylor Swift, obviously.
It came out on June 19th. I don't know.
Close. What? Taylor Swift and Juneteenth have something in common.
I don't know. I'm not a Swiftie.
I don't know, other than like her first album. I'm just going to the
date. You're nosing around it. You're nosing around it.
Is it the biggest hit on her first album that was released on Juneteenth?
Again, you're close. I'll tell you guys. June 19th, when she was, I believe, 13 or 14 years old, Taylor Swift recorded her first ever song.
Wow.
The first song she ever recorded was on Juneteenth when she was like 13 years old. And then this happened.
Wow, that's funny. I worked with somebody in radio here in Houston whose father was a big musician at the old Opry, and Taylor Swift gave the father, before she was Taylor Swift, like a demo of hers. And he listened to it and he was like, it's good, but whatever. And anyway, she still has that like demo. They did nothing with Taylor Swift.
My favorite Taylor Swift story is one of the first years, well, it wasn't that long. It was a couple of years in. I was here in this studio. Actually, I was in the other studio. And Taylor Swift walks by in the hall. I had no idea who she was. She was like 17.
Oh, wow.
Like she was like very early in her career.
Yeah.
And she actually played in this building in the little
that's awesome.
Verizon room back there.
With just
a guitar.
Weird, but crazy thing is she looks so different 15 years ago compared to now. Like I did not think that was Taylor Swift for a moment.
Yeah. All right. Next song that is significant on Juneteenth in music history.
Oh, my love, my darling, I hungered for.
I'm gonna just guess.
Elvis, obviously, Unchained Melody.
I'm just gonna guess final Elvis concert before he passed. I don't remember what time of year what part of the year he died.
I'm gonna guess the same thing too.
This is his last public concert. I don't know if you watched the first part of the video as you were putting this in the system, Colin, just mumbling and fat. And I mean, obviously we all know the sad story and just you could hardly understand what he was saying. But when he started playing the music, listen to this, like he belted it out.
Absolutely.
And I mean, this is awesome on Juneteenth.
Wow.
All right. We got three more for you. Significant moments in music history that actually happened on Juneteenth. Number three, Colin.
Help, I need somebody. Help, not just anybody. Help, you know I need someone.
Help. I want to say, I mean, obviously these are just shots in the dark. I have two thoughts.
Mm-hmm.
I know they played one concert in Houston.
August 19th, 1965.
Oh, August 19th, I was going
to
say.
Brought to you in a Sam Houston Coliseum by KILT-AM radio.
Oh, that's right.
By this station.
Was it not called Bernard G. Johnson Coliseum yet?
No, it was Sam Houston Coliseum. Well, from what I saw, it was Sam Houston Coliseum. But this radio station is the only radio station in history to bring the Beatles to Houston. But that's not the significance of Juneteenth.
Shout out my Bearcats.
Dang. Mm-hmm. Ah. Then I was going to say their appearance on what was the TV show?
Ed Sullivan?
Ed Sullivan.
Boy, you are all about it. You're close. You're all around it. What do you think?
Shoot, man. It has something to deal with their first appearance in America. It has
You're both okay, I'm going to put both y'alls together. Yeah. After the Ed Sullivan show,
yeah,
the first concert that they actually did in the United States was now.
Okay.
You know, was this date.
Wow.
Isn't that wild? I got a couple more for you. And I got the last one I saved specifically for you.
Okay.
But this is the next one. Martha and the Vandellas. By the way, in case you didn't know, it was the Beatles, the last one.
Yeah.
But it's Martha and the Vandellas.
Tyler Milner calls them overrated, the Beatles.
Yeah, okay. Tyler Milner's a dweeb.
Clip that.
This one, I have no idea. I'm going to guess. I don't think it's been an answer yet, even though I've guessed. I'm going to say this came out on June 19th.
Is it her last? No.
No, this is Martha and the Vandellas.
No, it's... I don't know. I'm a... Yeah.
All right. Actually, you nailed it. This song was...
Oh, my gosh. I should have went with it.
This song was released on June 19th, on Juneteenth. I forget the year. And this one is a Luke Morrow special.
Oh, boy.
But see if you can guess...
The pressure.
...what the significance of Juneteenth and this song is about.
Huh. Uh-oh, I feel like this is should be an obvious one.
Guns N' Roses, obviously.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to guess they broke up on this date.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just going to go typical route, I guess. I mean, you could argue it's your biggest hit, but I guess the day the song was released,
Again, y'all are all around it, but they actually recorded their first album. They recorded their first album together on Juneteenth. But pretty wild. Like, there's this big musical connection to June 19th in music history. One more thing that not related to Juneteenth. We meant to get to it yesterday. I want to say...
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
You, like me, are a big Food Network guy.
No, I'm not actually.
I mean, I couldn't remember.
I'm forced into
it. I know where you're going
with
this.
Yeah.
I know where you're going with this.
A significant other likes it, but not me.
Is that right?
Yeah.
We meant to get to you yesterday, but Ann Burrell, are you familiar with her work?
I wasn't, but I saw the story.
Yeah, Ann Burrell, 55 years old, found dead in her room, I guess. Cardiac arrest is what they're saying. And the best thing that she does, she did Chopped, or Iron Chef America, a bunch of other shows. I'm a big Food Network guy. I watch them all. But the best thing that she did was Worst Cooks in America.
Oh, yes.
That thing is so good.
With Bobby Flay, too.
Oh, my God. That is so good. Worst Cooks in America.
I could be on that show.
Like, the things that people put in, like, I forget, like, someone once said, like, they were making cookies, and they knew that you had to put chocolate in it, you know, like for chocolate chip or whatever.
Yeah.
But instead, they put gummies.
Oh, what? Gummy cookies?
Candy. Come on, candy's candy.
I am intrigued. I guess it depends the kind of dough you're using.
Mm-hmm. I don't think it does. I don't think it does depend.
I'm trying to look on the good side. Yeah. On the good side.
All right.
Yeah, unfortunately ending on
how about T-Swift? I'll never forget. I can see myself. That's some really teenage cool. girl walking by the studio. Hey, you want to go in there? This girl, Taylor Swift, is going to play a couple of songs. I'm like, I don't even think I went in. I think I walked by. And then within 2 years,
yeah,
like, that's billionaire really cool. Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty good. By the way, they identified, like, the body parts that were found near her mansion. Had nothing to do with Taylor Swift.
No, like, no, nothing at all. Yeah. They washed up, right?
Yeah. They finally identified him. Like, I think it was yesterday I saw the story. So. Mm-hmm. Anyways, that was just a grabby headline. Had nothing to do with her. Yeah. Hey, when we come back, time to put a bow on things. We'll catch up with the fellas. It's actually the guys from Area 45 who are in today for the drive. We'll talk with them. But also, I was always taught something in life, and I think the Astros are now teaching the rest of the league that same thing. And I'll share with you what it is when we come back. It's In the Loop.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.